When my first book, I'm Not Naughty, I'm Autistic, was published, the success of my writing debut made the front page of our local paper and got me an invite to speak on our local radio station. A few days later, I received a phone call from a strange lady. Well, actually, she's not at all strange, but I'd never met or even heard of her before, and after telling me she'd been following my story in the newspaper and radio, she asked whether I'd ever considered Jody might not be autistic. She suggested he might be mercury poisoned. Well, this intrigued me, and as we chatted, I learned how her husband had almost died from mercury poisoning caused by the dental amalgam in his teeth. To cut a long story short, I met with Pam and her husband and subsequently discovered my health issues were also caused by the mercury in my teeth. And then Jody had even more mercury and aluminium inside him than I had. I have to stress here that Jody has never had any dental work done, so his heavy metals had to have come from a different source. This book, Autism, Amalgam and Me, is another true story. It continues where the first book left off, but is equally a good read even if you've never read I'm Not Naughty, I'm Autistic. It's 132 pages, written as if it's being narrated by my autistic son and myself. It's easy to read and contains photographs. Our true stories reveal how we discovered we had mercury poisoning, how it got there, what steps we took to rid ourselves of it, and the improvements we experienced once it had been safely removed. And here I emphasise safely. The book also contains Brian's amazing story revealing how he cheated death in the nick of time by having his amalgam fillings and gold crown removed, and the links between mercury, ill health and autism. If you want Sherlock Shaw's view on mercury, that's me by the way, then this often humorous and informative true story is for you. Hope you enjoy.